Okay, now I can start my meeting. Call to order. Sunshine Statement, this regular meeting of the mayor and council of the Borough of Atlantic Highlands is called pursuant to the provisions of the Open Public Meetings Law. Adequate notice has been provided by transmitting the resolution of the annual meetings to the Asbury Park Press and the Two River Times by posting it in the Borough Hall on a bulletin board reserved for such announcements and by filing it with the municipal clerk on January 3rd, 2023. This agenda is complete to the extent no informal action will be taken. Roll call.
Mr. Colasargo?
Here.
Mr. Crowley?
Here.
Mrs. Cusick?
Here.
Mr. Dougherty?
Here.
Ms. Lenlett?
Here.
Mr. Murphy?
Here.
Mayor Blustein?
Here. Please stand for our prayer.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Okay, before we move on with the agenda, I'd like to provide an update to all of you. As some of you are aware, I decided to run for mayor 4 years ago with two goals: to improve the aesthetics of the town and creating a new school district. I was so proud when we had the meeting several months ago in the Hess Center, and because of the progress, we were able to pass a resolution which finally, after many years, led to the residents voting. And so I am so proud to say that on Tuesday, both Highlands and Atlantic Highlands voted overwhelmingly yes. I want to thank the residents, the council, the administrator, the clerk, and our special attorney, Matt Giacobbe, and we did it. So I want to thank you. And I want to congratulate our green team and our Captain Ellen O'Dwyer for leading the municipality into achieving silver status. So congratulations on that. Thank you. And now we need to approve the previous meeting minutes for September 14th and regular and executive session.
I'll move that, Dougherty.
Okay, roll call.
Mr. Colasargo?
Yes.
Mr. Crowley?
I was not here to see.
Mrs. Cusick?
Yes.
Mr. Dougherty?
Yes.
Ms. Lenlett?
Yes.
Mr. Murphy?
Yes.
The minutes are approved.
And now I'd like to make a motion and a second to go into executive session.
I'll move it.
I'll second.
And roll call.
Mr. Colasargo?
Yes.
Mr. Crowley?
Yes.
Mrs. Cusick?
Yes.
Mr. Dougherty?
Yes.
Ms. Lenlett?
Yes.
Mr. Murphy?
Yes.
So, just so the public is aware, no formal action will be taken regarding executive session items. There's two items that will be discussed. The judge is here to discuss a topic of court security, and then we have a personnel item to discuss outside of that. Estimated time would be 30 minutes, tops. And like I said, no formal action will be taken. Thank you.
Thank you. Now I need a motion and a second to come out of executive session.
I will make that motion.
I will second that.
All in favor?
Aye.
Okay, so we're moving on. So recognizing October 2023 as Italian American Heritage Month. And would you like to read this for me?
Mr. Veragino.
Isolating, yeah.
You Italian?
Who knows? Who knows? All right, recognizing October 2023 as Italian American Heritage Month in the Borough of Atlantic Highlands. Whereas in the five centuries since Christopher Columbus, the son of General Italy, first set sail across the Atlantic Ocean, countless individuals have followed the course charted to seek a new life in America. Since that time, generations of Italian Americans have helped shape our society and steer the course of our history. During Italian-American Heritage and Culture Month, we recognize the rich heritage of Americans of Italian descent and celebrate their immeasurable contributions to our nation. And whereas they arrived from humble beginnings, Italian immigrants sought a better life in communities across this nation, including New Jersey, where over 1 million have settled to include the borough of Atlantic Islands. Many had to change their surnames to avoid discrimination and strove to establish themselves as Americans. Bound by enduring values of faith and family, Italian Americans have since flourished in all areas of our public and economic life and culture, excelling in literature, entertainment, science, politics, and business, while preserving their proud Italian traditions. And whereas they are proud service members, having defended the liberty and integrity of the United States since the founding. Even the successful Amedeo Giannini, who started as a fruit peddler, years later named his bank the Bank of America. And whereas today the legacy of these intrepid immigrants is found in the millions of American men, women, and children of Italian descent who strengthen and enrich our country. Approximately 16 million strong, a country named after the Italian explorer Amerigo Vespucci, and now therefore I, Mayor Glucksman, do hereby proclaim October 2023 as Italian American Heritage and Culture Month in the borough of Atlantic Highlands, and call upon all Americans to learn more about the history of Italian Americans.
Thank you. Recognizing October as Polish American Heritage Month. Whereas October marks the month of first Polish settlers arrived in Jamestown, Virginia, and whereas during the 20th century, millions of Poles immigrated to the United States, building churches, schools, and established community organizations. And whereas many communities across this nation, including many in New Jersey, have Polish roots. And whereas the New Jersey is home to over 575,000 Polish Americans, making it the state with the fifth highest Polish population in the United States. And whereas Polish Americans have made significant contributions to the field of education, art, science, business, government, technology, the culinary industry, and so much more. And whereas the New Jersey residents and visitors alike can experience Polish American culture through local restaurants, churches, culture centers, polka festivals, and more throughout New Jersey. Mm-hmm. No. Whereas during the month we recognize the impact of Polish Americans have made on New Jersey and the United States of America and celebrate the special culture and heritage of Polish New Jerseyans. Now, therefore, I, Mayor Loretta Gluckstein, do hereby proclaim October 2023 as Polish American Heritage Month in the borough of Atlantic Highlands, New Jersey. I'm very happy to read that. So now we have no unfinished business, no workshop, so we can move on to the public comment. This is on the consent and regular agenda items. Please state your name, address.
Hi, Joshua Lyons, North 60 Bayside Drive. I think Center Avenue Park should be named Mayor's Park. There should be a sculpture and a plaque with the name of all the mayors and their dates of service and room for future mayors.
Okay, thank you. And Zoom, how many on Zoom?
4 attendees, Mayor, no hands raised.
All right, so okay, so now, since I see no hands, Zoom, or in the room, I'm going to move on to the consent agenda. These items will be enacted by one motion. If detailed deliberation is desired on any item, council may remove that item from the consent agenda and consider it separately. Resolution 139, authorizing the sale of surplus property. Resolution 140, refunding taxes and granting 100% property tax exemption. Resolution 141, appointing Class 2 Special Robert Barda. Resolution 142, refund overpayment of taxes. Resolution 143, sale of surplus property by fire apparatus. Resolution 144, setting the Halloween curfew. Resolution 145, appointing Griffin Folks to DPW. Resolution 146, Payment of bills, $1,226,989. Resolution 147, authorizing grant agreement with DEP. And resolution 148, authorizing grant agreement with the DEP. Need a motion and a second?
Move it.
Crowley, second.
Okay. And roll call. Mr. Colasetto.
Yes.
Mr. Crowley.
Yes.
Mrs. Cusick.
Yes.
Mr. Dougherty.
Yes.
Ms. Von Leitner.
Yes.
Mr. Murphy.
Yes.
Items on the consent agenda have passed.
Okay, thank you.
And ordinance 14-2023, renaming Center Avenue Park as Helen Marchetti Park. Go for it.
I'll make a motion to approve.
I'll second.
Okay. So, yeah. No. So, it's just an introduction. Roll call.
Mr. Colasetto.
Yes.
Mr. Crowley.
Yes.
Mrs. Cusick. Yes.
Mr. Dougherty.
Yes.
Ms. Von Leitner. Yes.
Mr. Murphy.
Yes.
Ordinance 14-2023 has been properly introduced. That was the reading and
easiest ordinance ever.
Thank you. So now we're moving on to our reports. Councilman Colasetto.
Sure. For usual, fire report.
Report. No report.
Shade Tree, no update other than Shade Tree submitted a statement to the planning board that understands the proposed project at 161st Avenue, which I believe the planning board took under advisement. In terms of recreation, basketball signups are opening November 1st, so put that on the calendar. In addition, recreation is working on their calendar for events for 2024, so hopefully we'll have some information on that next month. Environmental. There's been a lot of discussion about what the borough is doing in conjunction with the construction take going on the contracts. And as previously stated by borough administrator, Mr. Ferragina, and also the borough engineer, Mr. Romeyer, the borough does not have jurisdiction over the property. The DEP has jurisdiction over the property because it's designated a remediation zone. In line with that, our Environmental Commission is not a body that can investigate or enforce any violations in any capacity. They discuss it, certainly, but that's as far as it goes. The Environmental Commission exists as a commission to make environmental policy decisions, which are then presented to Mayor and Council, which we consider and then we vote on. It's important to know the distinction as to what the Environmental Commission can and cannot do. To that end, I think it's important that we talk about the ERI, which at the last meeting Brian and I attended, and the work of Paul Wright and Warren Cox is breaking down the past ERI and putting it into a web-based form where it could be essentially a living, breathing document where we go in, revise it, and track all of the changes is really impressive, something that I've never seen before. I don't know about you, Brian.
It was really well done, but tell us, what is an ERI?
I've said it so many times. It's an environmental resource inventory, which is the Environmental Commission, which I've said on numerous occasions, is going in, taking a really hard look at the types of soil we have, the quality of the water, all of the things that make our town unique in terms of its environmental composition, and then we're doing a report on it. And the idea is that it will be in conjunction with the master plan in 3 years.
I believe so.
3 years, and the planning board will also be able to take that under advisement, similar to what Mayor and Council does when we get recommendations from the Environmental Commission. And I mean, again, I was so impressed with the work that Paul and Warren did that they should really be commended. And as you said at the meeting, I think it's an interface that we should consider using for the planning board.
Absolutely.
Nice. So that's wonderful.
Yeah.
I know both those gentlemen are
They're on top of it. It's incredible.
If anyone wants to volunteer,
yes,
to participate in the environmental resource inventory, reach out to me, reach out to Chairperson Blake Deacon. It's a huge undertaking, and we're going to need more people to really complete the project. And it's really interesting. So,
Thank you. Councilman Crowley.
Thank you, Mayor. First Aid Squad, in the month of September, 27 calls were answered year to date, 313 calls have been answered. Police Department, I want to remind everybody that they will be having a coffee with a cop on October 4th from 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. at Starbucks, and it's a chance for you to come down, meet some of the force, discuss current issues, just get to know each other a little bit better. As mentioned earlier on our consent agenda, we have a new Class 2 Special Officer, Robert Bajarda. He worked in Avon, and before coming here,
Avon,
he already completed his training at the academy.
Stratford on.
They didn't elect, so anyway, he'll continue his training here, probably for about another 8 weeks, with a field training officer before he is allowed to go solo in the field. DPW, no major damage to report from Tropical Storm Ophelia. So there's new brush pickup dates that are upcoming, so you can always refer to your calendar for those dates, but I'll tell you now very briefly. Zone 1, all your brush needs to be put to the curb by Monday, October 2nd. Zone 2 is Monday, October 9th. Zone 3, Monday, October 16th. And Zone 4, Monday, October 23rd. Recreation Department. I wasn't here at our last meeting, so I'd just like to say, I don't know if anybody else touched on it, but we had a very successful music festival, and that was towards the end of August, and we had approximately 5,000 in attendance. So that was great, well received. And also upcoming is Atlantic Highlands Day featuring Touch a Truck. That is going to be on Saturday, October 14th. We are going to have two live bands. We'll have 12 food trucks. Carton Brewing will be on site, and they'll be doing a beer garden. There'll be artist vendors. Hopefully all of our committees will be there in attendance and letting you know how you can join in with all the work that they do. I know our environmental committee, since it was raised, they're having a big presence there again this year with their fair. And also Wild About Atlantic Highlands is receiving a special award, and we're going to be making time for them to get that award. And what else can I say about that? That's going to be, again, that's Saturday, October 14th from 11 a.m. to 5 p.m. So it should be a lot of fun. Dozens of trucks. All the DPW trucks are going to be there. So you've got kids, grandkids, cousins. Bring them on down so they can explore those trucks, as well as our fire department, our police department will be present. And it's completely free, except for whatever you want to buy at the food trucks. Morgan did a great poster for us. Thank you again. Bark Point Studios did a beautiful poster. Morgan, I'm working hard on that vegan presence. I'm working to try to make sure that happens, okay? And the last thing I'd like to say, Mayor, is just again as a reminder, AM 1690, our Atlantic Highlands Information and Emergency Radio Network, is up and running. I want to thank DPW because we finally made those adjustments, coming in loud and clear, which is great. Bless you. So you can turn there in the event of an emergency to find out what's going on. I will tell you that tomorrow I'll be updating information on the radio with the impending storm that's coming tomorrow. Information on what you can do, the best thing that you can do if you experience a power outage, how to report it, where to report it. That's the best way to get your power restored, is letting them know if it's out. And there's a couple of ways to do that. And also our OEM office is going to produce a recording. We'll put it on there, what things you can have on hand in the event of that you experience power outage or maybe, God forbid, any flooding. So some helpful tips there, too. So 1690 on your radio dial. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you, Mayor. I have a very short report. My first report is on the senior citizens. We did meet, the committee did meet on the 15th of this month. I see our police chief is sitting there, and I will be getting back to you next week with the next couple of dates of when we will be doing our, trying to set up our training on the reinsurance program. And again, we hope to be able to expand that to special populations for those who are living alone and may need some support. The Senior Citizens Committee will be participating in the Touch a Truck Atlantic Highlands Day. We will have a table and a lot of information available concerning services with from Monmouth County as well as the state of New Jersey. OEM, kudos to them as usual. They were very supportive this year during this terrible storms that have been going on the last week or so. I have to say, I was not in town those days. I was enjoying 70-degree weather in Montclair. Montreal. 70 degrees, sunny, gorgeous. And lastly, okay, and the OEM again will be participating in Touch of Charcoal Land Islands Day. Veterans Fair Committee will also be participating in the Atlantic Highlands Touch a Truck. And I lastly want to remind everybody, I mentioned this in the last meeting, those vets out there that have been deployed to Iraq, Afghanistan, or within the Central Command, you have 2 more days to sign up for eligibility for services through the VA healthcare system for free. So please get out there and do that, and please share it with your friends. Thank you very much, Mayor.
Thank you.
Good evening, everybody. Thank you, Mayor. Finance, no update on finance this evening. On the personnel side, DPW is seeking applicants for a full-time automobile and equipment technician. A full job description is available on ahnj.com. Anyone interested in that position should complete an employment application by this Tuesday, October 3rd. As the councilman mentioned, there's no update for fire, so I'll spend the remaining bit of my report on planning board. Since our last council meeting, the planning board held a special meeting on Tuesday, September 19th to discuss application PB23-02. That's the 161st Avenue application. The amended application presented that evening reduced the number of proposed units at the development from 30 to 25, which in turn significantly reduced the number of variances the application would require for approval. However, the application is not finished after a nearly four-hour meeting, so it was carried to yet to be scheduled meeting in the future. I've recently been told that the application may be amended even further, so they will not be ready for the October 5th planning board meeting, which is the next scheduled planning board. But hopefully by that date, we will have some more information on the next special meeting, so please stand by. And then finally, I'd like to thank the mayor and my council colleagues for moving to honor my former next-door neighbor, Helen Marchetti. In my view, there is no one who loved Atlantic Highlands more than Helen. She was our town's fiercest defender and a wonderful example of a public servant. She gave so much of her life to this community and set a wonderful example for us all, as Helen would say, really and truly. I'm pleased that the soon-to-be-expanded park just 2 blocks up Center Avenue from her home will forever bear Helen's name. So thank you.
Oh, thanks a lot.
Sorry. Over to you.
Thank you. A very brief report tonight, Mayor. From Finance and Personnel, we do want to welcome DPW's Harbor, New Harbor team member, Kristen Folks. We need that slot filled, and so congratulations, Jim, for getting it done. In terms of finance, this is the time of year, we're getting to that time of year where each of the different departments is going to be reviewing where they are with their budget, and Mr. Farragina, I'm going to ask that we have a Finance Committee meeting sometime before, say, like, October 25th, just so that we can review where we're at and see what we can possibly do or where we need to move stuff. On that note, also at that finance meeting, we have been with the same banking, and it doesn't mean we're going to change where we're banking, but Mr. Farragina and I are initiating a process where we're going to review banking relationships just to see if we're getting the best percentage on our funds for the borough. I actually attended a roundtable with CMFOs at Galloping Hills. Mr. Murphy is trying to help me remember the name of the golf course on the parkway. And it was really interesting to hear the perspective of CMFOs of elected officials. And I have to compliment our mayor and council because I think we work really closely with our BA and we're not pie in the sky responsible. So it was, but they were so happy to make the digs at the electeds in that meeting. So it was also fun. I had a good sense of humor. Just to add to Mr. Pelzer's report, the Shade Tree Commission is currently consulting with our arborist, as well as a professional from Bartlett Tree Service, regarding the poor health of some of the oaks in Veterans Park. I'm sure some of you have noticed. Ashley Cruz is a member of the commission, took samples and sent them to Rutgers. And indeed, some of the trees have been diagnosed with bacterial leaf scorch. And this is a condition that can be fatal to the trees. So our arborist is working on a plan of action, what we should do and what is the long-term plan for the park, that we're definitely not taking, you know, we're taking tree canopy very, very seriously, so that's really an important project right now, and they're moving expeditiously. Shade Tree Commission is also reviewing proposed changes to the Shade Tree Ordinance. There's a small group of, a subgroup of the commission that's working on that project. As mentioned, for the police department, we have a new Class 2 Special, Robert Vajarda. And so welcome to him. With that, I consulted with the chief earlier tonight. That makes the squad full, and I'll be full, as the chief said, when Mr. Doherty, when Doherty finishes his training and is on full-time with us, which should be, and I think he said 6 to 8 weeks, but maybe I gave an aggressive timetable for that. As mentioned, congratulations to the Green Team for achieving silver status this year. It's a great accomplishment that's shared by the Green Team along with the different departments in our borough and members of the community, partnerships with other commissions, and there will be a really great celebration. Congratulations. Down at the League of Municipalities the third week of November, so I look forward to being part of that along with all of you. Now, not technically the Harbor Commission's purview, but there's two special events. There was a special event, obviously the very successful Historical Society Market, but upcoming is the Chili Fest, which benefits the Henry Hudson Tri-District Education Foundation. That's going to be held on Saturday, October 7th, with a rain date of Sunday, October 8th at 5 p.m. That the price for early bird ended yesterday, but get on there and get your tickets. It's always a great event. Mm-hmm. You can still do sponsorships or friends of the fest. And then Councilman Murphy and I attended the Harbor Appreciation Dinner along with Commissioner Curry and a lot, all of our Harbor staff, and I thought it was a great event. We had really good participation on that, and it's just a way for us to thank the people who are our tenants in the Harbor. And then finally, the open space survey is finally launched for public input. It was a labor of love to get that right. Please, please take the time to take the survey. The purpose is to have as much public participation as possible for the future of, well, I had said then, what I hope will be Helen Marchetti Park, what will be Helen Marchetti Park. She was a special lady, and we want to make this an even more special place. As mentioned previously, there'll be three charrettes, the first of which will now be on October 18th at the Atlantic Highlands Elementary School. The start time of that is going to be dependent on another meeting that's scheduled that night. These sessions will be facilitated by DMR's Fran Reiner, who I think a lot of you met when he came and presented on a different proposed park. And the link to that survey is on the borough homepage and Facebook page. And I just want to, again, congratulate the mayor and the leadership of our school boards in getting regionalization with our Highlands neighbors on the ballot and approved by our residents. This is historic, and I'm grateful to all who made this happen. And there's a lot of work ahead to make the district ready for any potential suitors, so we're excited about that. Thank you. Congratulations, Mayor.
Mm-hmm. Councilman Murphy.
Thank you, Mayor. All right. I will touch on a couple things adding to the first aid squad report. We heard how many calls were answered. But I just want to acknowledge the efforts from the leadership line. Efforts to rebuild the roster of members have gone very well over the last year or so. The total number of members is over 40 now that are responding to calls regularly, while there's plenty of other members that continue to help the squad behind the scenes. The annual fundraising request donation letter has gone out in the mail, so if you saw that in your mailbox, please read it and please consider donating to the squad all those donations. The generosity of our community is always appreciated and a vital resource in keeping our first responders ready and able to answer the call. That said, there are never too many members, and they're always looking for more members. So if any interest is out there in joining the first aid squad, please send an email to info@ahfirstaid.org. Adding to recreation, soccer is moving along pretty smoothly, and as Councilman said, basketball preparation is underway. We also have our Halloween parade and festival coming up on October 28th. It'll be another great day filled with fantastic costumes, music, food, and fun activities for all the families to attend. We hope to see you all out on that day and having a great time. Touching on some other points with DPW, fall cleanups begin. Please do not blow leaves or dirt and grass clippings into the roadway. It's critical to keep the storm basins clear. Please remind your lawn and yard contractors as well. As a reminder, the borough yard is open for residents from 6 a.m. to 4 p.m. Monday through Friday for brush pickup or brush drop-off. As requested, they've enhanced those hours every Saturday and Sunday in November and December from 8 a.m. to noontime. As far as these hydrants go, we'd like to ask you, please maintain all hydrants near your home. Please keeping a minimum of 3 feet clearance in all directions from brush, leaves, and snow. As touched on earlier, no pun intended, Touch the Truck Day is October 14th in the Municipal Harbor, and we ask that you please refer to the borough calendar for all DPW and recycling instructions. Open space was covered. Just want to say a big thank you to those that contributed to the survey. That would be Eleanor Dwyer and Katrina Majewski, who's done a lot of hard work. Harbor tenant appreciation was mentioned. Want to thank all those members of the Harbor that put in the hard work to get to there. I feel like I'm recapping a lot of things already discussed, but I also want to say congratulations to the Green Team for the Sustainable New Jersey Silver Certificate. A lot of hard work went into that, and the team captain, Eleanor Dwyer, did a fantastic job along with her squad. And if you have no doubt in my mind, you guys will be at gold before you know. One last thing I want to make sure all of our residents are aware of. There is, back in 2022, our council passed a no-knock ordinance. The no-knock stickers are available here in Borough Hall if you're interested in having one for your home. I just want to remind all these residents that these are here, and that the ordinance is Ordinance 1122. If you're interested in signing up for the no-knock, you can go to our website, ahnj.com, check applications and forms, scroll and click on Municipal Clerk's Office, no-knock registration, and you can complete and submit an application there. And you may also come to the Borough Hall and pick up yourself a sticker here.
Councilman, could you explain what no-knock is?
No-knock is an ordinance that we put in place basically to stop solicitors from bothering you. As we're out and about walking around, you know, I'm hearing a lot of people asking, you know, what are you doing and who are you here for? And I was told that apparently there was a big solar panel companies and window companies that are out there knocking on everybody's door. So if you're tired of the solicitation, this is an opportunity to sign up, put a sticker on your door, and if they do knock after that point, then you can go ahead and call the police. So that would be it for me, Mayor. Thank you very much.
Thank you. And now moving on to administrator's report.
Thank you, Mayor. On Monday, September 18th, I attended the MelJIF overview of the current state of the market by the underwriting manager. On Tuesday, September 19th, Chief Reiner and I attended the Monmouth County Commissioner's annual end of summer kick off the fall press conference at the Count Basie Center for the Arts in Red Bank. On Thursday, September 21st, DPW Director Jimmy Phillips and I attended the JIF September Executive Committee meeting held at the Wall Township Municipal Building. On Wednesday, September 27th, I attended the JIF's D2 cybersecurity webinar overviewing the implementation plan for delivering training, phishing, and external scanning services to the New Jersey Cyber JIF members. On Wednesday, September 27th, Chief Reiner and I attended the Easy Ride annual recognition event held in Kenilworth, New Jersey, and funded by the DOT. I am proud to report that Atlanta Commons was acknowledged and received silver level recognition for the New Jersey Safe Routes to School program. Thank you to the chief and to the AHPD for writing and submitting that grant application, which led to the award. I have the award here, so we'll put it up at Borough Hall in the coming week. And thank you again to the chief and his team. The DOT is installing new curbs on Route 36 between 3rd Avenue and Grand Avenue. As mentioned at the last council meeting, the Monmouth County Health Department has offered the borough a free supply of COVID test kits. As a result, Atlanta Cons has received an allotment. Kits are available at the front counter at Borough Hall, one kit per person, first come, first serve. The labeled shelf life has been extended into May 2024 by the FDA. The tax assessor has informed us that she has been sending emails regarding the 2023 inspections. Postcards were dropped off in the mail on Tuesday, September 19th to all the homeowners that are to be inspected this year. This is a new inspection cycle, so properties that were inspected in 2019 will be inspected again this year. Just a reminder that if property owners have questions, to email the tax assessor. That's the best way to get in touch with her. It's Renee Frotten, tax assessor at ahnj.com. And that's all I have this evening, Mayor.
Oh, thank you. And Mr. Rohmeyer.
Thank you, Mayor. I was just populating my calendar with some notes regarding the East Garfield and Grand Avenue improvement project. Next week, October 4th, we're scheduled to receive bids for the project. We'll open bids here in this room with the anticipation or target awarding formally a contract at our next council meeting here on October 12th. With regards to the Denholz property, I just wanted to provide a few updates on what's happened and taken place since our last council meeting for members of the public and mayor and council. So, following our last meeting, some of the highlights were on the 21st, borough administrator and myself attended a site meeting. I called a site meeting with the contractor, developer, and the site SRP to walk the site, express some of the concerns that we have received here, specifically erosion, status of the site testing. We walked the perimeter, we walked the shoreline, we discussed the update pending, and at that time, that upcoming storm event. So we identified failures on the previous storm event as we've seen repeat significant events lately. The perimeter fencing had fallen previously, so we discussed that. The developer indicated ways that they were going to additionally fortify the perimeter fencing with the screening on it by way of anchoring and some concrete block anchoring. We discussed the shoreline was critical and the need for their contractors to monitor the site over the weekend to address whatever they're able to do. I walked the site with their site SRP, paying special attention to the shoreline itself, and we also looked at the grading on site to identify areas that have formed cuts and valleys, basically concentrating any flow that could be addressed ahead of that upcoming rain event. So, recognize the significance of the rain event that took place, it's ongoing at this point, and took place over the weekend. And we recognize that the tidal surge, tidal flooding impacted the northern portion of the site, wiped out the silt fencing at that point, at that portion of the site. We have directed the contractor to reinstall the silt fencing, reset it, and maintain it going forward until the site is fully stabilized. We additionally reached out to Freehold Soils to alert them of the condition. My understanding is the Freehold Soil Conservation District did go to the site to perform the inspection this past Tuesday following the major portion of the storm on the 26th, and collectively between soil erosion and our office, the corrective measures directed were to install the permanent sheeting as quickly as possible. That's the real corrective measure along the northern end, and continue to maintain the silt fence while the sheeting is installed. So the installation of the steel sheeting on the northern side, the permanent sheeting, has commenced. I will remind everyone that vibratory monitoring is in place. Perimeter vibratory monitoring has been implemented to ensure that vibrations that are produced during the installation process of the sheets are reasonable and not negatively impacting the neighbors. So I want to remind everybody here, anybody in the public also, that if there's negative impacts to your personal property from the vibrations coming off the site, if you're going to reach out to the contractor directly, please make sure that we're aware of it, my office is aware of it. We're going to make sure that it all gets addressed prior to the borough signing off on the project down the road if there's any damage from the vibration to your property. Air quality monitoring, I have received one portion of air quality monitoring test results that was performed by the site's SRP following a flurry of concerns, a concentrated amount of concerns from the neighboring residents. The site SRP implemented air quality monitoring at the perimeter, upwind and downwind of the site. They had submitted the test results over to us, so we have them. And that's also in addition to the County Health Department reporting their use of the PID on site. And the PID is the photo ionization detector, which measures VOCs in the air precisely. Sampling. So, in result of our site visit, The site SRP has implemented a soil collection and testing phase along the shoreline itself.
The whole shoreline? The whole shoreline?
I've asked for documentation on the specific location of the borings, but yes, per conversation, the entire shoreline in between the area of the proposed sheeting, permanent sheeting, and the existing wood bulkhead. It's all been sampled, and the test results are expected back early next week. So if any tests indicate issues with contamination, then the limits of the same would have to be identified or delineated and likely removed and replaced with clean soil. So as the sheeting is installed, the test results will come back. Then we'll have the ability to access with their heavy machinery on site the natural beach area forward of the forthcoming steel wall to remediate as needed. Additionally, now that the utilities are significantly completed on site, water main, sewer main, and storm piping, the contractor the next reasonable step would be to install the curbing for the future roadway itself, and then install the stone bedding for the road. So it's our objective and requirement to make sure we have an opportunity on behalf of the borough to collect samples within the future right-of-way portion. So our office has coordinated with a driller to collect samples in the area that will be turned over to the borough in the future for right-of-way. So it's on the calendar for those borings prior to the contractors building the roadway itself. I think that's all the highlights since our last meeting.
Doug, regarding the air quality testing, you said you have the results? Or you're getting the results? I missed it.
Yes, I have some results. There was no levels of VOCs detected above that warranted any corrective action within the testing window.
Okay. And in getting the, do you have an ETA on when the sheeting will be complete?
So we have our site inspector on site that is on site regularly, ensuring that the improvements are built in accordance with plans. He spoke with the contractor and verified the speed of the initial install. So the sheeting itself it looks like it's approximately, don't quote me, 500 to 600 feet in length, mm-hmm. About 50 feet a day. That comes out to about 2 weeks of vibrating sheets, and provided no issues with obstructions or anything.
And one last question for you, if I may. Are there any consequences to the silt fence being down for, I mean, I know that, thank you for doing all this work to coordinate with them, but that seems to be a really big problem right now, or at least that seems to be a big complaint.
Right. So, typically, something like that could be subject to freehold soil violation and fines. In this instance, it sounds like the district was more focused on getting a plan going forward. I haven't seen an NOV from the district. Typically, if there is an NOV issued anywhere within the borough gets a copy. I haven't received a copy of anything yet, but that site inspection was on Tuesday. From a local standpoint, if erosion like that was to occur onto a municipal roadway, I would like the developer, responsible party, to typically sweep the road, clean it up, remove and dispose of any sedimentation. I have them typically TV jet clean TV and storm sewer that may have been impacted, but in this instance, as the borough, the sedimentation that ran off the site into the bay, it's not borough property that's being impacted. So I'm assuming they're subject to any type of fines or violations the state might want to enforce on them at this point.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Well, I don't actually have a report tonight.
Okay. Well, thank you for that.
Now it moves on to, we're going to move on to public comment. Please step forward, name and address. Go ahead. No, Muriel, go ahead.
Yeah, I'm Smith, 29 London Avenue. First of all, I want to thank my neighbors and friends here. It didn't dawn on me, it's nice to be missed, but it didn't dawn on me that people who live alone do need somebody to look after them once in a while, and I do appreciate our police department for that all the time. But several of the people here at this meeting, I was communicating with because I wasn't here, and they noticed, and then one of them came and picked me up and brought me to the meeting. But while I was sitting here, it dawned on me, anything could have happened to me and nobody would have known, except that these people missed me here or knew, I don't know if they missed me, but they knew that I wasn't here. And so they made a call and they did it. So I want to thank them and I want to thank Doug, because I was online and he did let them know, I guess they asked him, and he let them know that he did see me online. But still, no, it's a nice, nice feeling. One more reason to love Atlantic Island, but it was terrific anyway. On that note, and I'll talk to you later about this, Mr. Crowley, but the audio was absolutely terrible on Zoom. I didn't realize it, because this is the first time I've used it in a long time. I could hear the mayor, terrific. But I couldn't hear Mr. Farragina. I could hear you, Mr. Farragina, but it was garbled. So I'll talk to you about that another time. It was horrible tonight. I don't even know if you're aware of it. I've never heard it.
I can hear it fine when I was away, but what I'll do is I'll get together with you.
Right.
And we're going to look together. I'll look at what your internet service is like.
Right.
And see if maybe there's a problem.
Terrific.
On your end, okay?
I appreciate
sure.
it. The only reason why I don't think it's on my end is because I can hear the mayor fine. Okay. I can hear everybody here. I just couldn't. He was garbled. So I don't know whether your mic just has to be moved or something. I have no idea. But
no, thank you for letting us know.
Because of that,
I know, get the rocks
because
out.
Of that, I don't know. Did you announce the purpose for this, for the executive session? I didn't realize there was one tonight.
We did.
You didn't announce what the purpose
was? So there was two items of discussion. The first item of discussion was the municipal judge wanted to discuss with the mayor and council the topic of court security. And the second item was we needed to discuss a personnel matter.
So there's no action on anything? Mm-hmm.
That's correct.
Okay. Anything different new on Mother Teresa?
Nothing to report this evening.
Okay. And you want to get Brian, I want to thank you also. I agree with everything Brian said about mm-hmm. our neighbor. he was a neighbor longer than I was, but I was a friend longer than Brian was. But I'm sure the family, I'm sure particularly her niece, will appreciate all of this. And Brian's right. Everything he said and everything that Lori said is absolutely right. She was a little child, and everybody will always miss her. So I'm very mm-hmm. kind of all that.
Well, she'll forever be on Center Avenue now.
I'm sorry?
So she'll forever be on Center Avenue now.
That's all. Thank you very much.
Josh Lawrence, 60 days, I've got about half a dozen items.
Sorry,
Josh. I forgot to stay against the curfew, as I do every year. Mm-hmm. And it's a bad way to teach responsibility. Just tell people to be reasonable and let them be responsible for their own behavior. And I think Councilman Murphy forgot to mention that the no-knock refers only to commercial, that non-commercial people, religious and political, are allowed to go door-to-door without a permit. So please don't call the police on them. Also, someone last meetings said that they thought patriotism was on the way, and I don't agree. I think patriotism is taking care of your fellow Americans, going out of your way to protect them. I think it includes getting vaccinated against COVID and wearing masks and spreads to prevent other people from getting it. I wanted to tell you one thing about the school vote that was so great. I think the administrative space, I don't know this for sure, but I would assume the administrative space in the elementary schools can now be used for educational purposes, seeing as the administration's now going to be up at Henry Hudson. But this has been a peeve of mine for like 30 years. Every school board in New Jersey has one vote in the New Jersey School Boards Association. So Atlantic Highlands, Highlands, and Henry Hudson have three votes. They have 730 kids. Newark has one vote. It has 40,000 kids. That's 158-1. For people who don't think there's any institutional racism, I just want to point out that combining the three districts now means we're only 58-1. But still, it's a step in the correct direction. And I was really happy about that. They did go to court 60 years ago to say, after Reynolds v. Sims, to say one man, one vote, NJSPA should represent the students equally. But the Supreme Court said, it's not a legislature. So that's why we have the system. I want to just point out that we're in the middle of a global housing crisis, in case anyone hasn't noticed. The conversion of the church on Highland Avenue has been stopped since last December because, I think Mr. Ferragina said, the land use board or something has to, I mean, that's what he told me, but I don't know what the situation is. But anyway, it isn't finished. No one's living in it. And the thing with 161st Avenue, I think the parking, we're allowing parking to dictate housing. I think it's like the tail wagging the dog. I think you have to redo the parking ordinance. I checked with the police department on how many people in 10 Ocean Boulevard. 10 Ocean Boulevard has one parking space for each apartment. And there are 24 people at 10 Ocean who have a parking permit for the municipal lot. So that means about a third, maybe less, have two cars in their household. I mean, it's probably, I think you need to change the parking ordinance. Mm-hmm. You changed it from 600 feet from a parking space to 300 feet. You're going in the wrong direction. I think it should be one space per apartment, and if they need a second, they can get a permit and park in the Holly Tree lot. The Holly Tree lot is a 7-minute walk from 161st Avenue. We should be trying to be a car-free community. If you listen to the debate last night, they were talking about drilling and energy, you know, getting out of your house and walking to the corner to get a quart of milk and walking back. That saves energy. That's just like drilling. We need to be, after the weather this year, we have to get serious. And I think we're going in the wrong direction by allowing the parking to dictate the housing. And I have been going with my own air quality monitor periodically over toward the Denholz property, when they had the fires. So my wife bought an air quality monitor. And periodically we go over, I took the thing, then I come downtown. It's the same every time, and Bayside Drive is like half. So, I mean, I know it works. And I was looking just for my own interest, and although it's, 35 years ago, the Exxon Valdez
they dumped 10 million barrels or gallons of oil in Prudhoe Bay. It's basically totally recovered. They didn't get, 90% of it is still there or undersea, but the fish are back, they're farming it. You know, you can't have everybody driving around in a car and drill for oil to maintain all these traffic jams and expect it a clean environment. So you have to decide what you're doing. And I think, as I said, we should be going for as much of a car-free community. We should be a transit village, but we have the ferry, and we should not let parking dictate housing. Because in the 4 years, the borough hasn't done this, except for the Habitat for Humanity house. Nothing has happened. We don't have the housing on Highland. We don't have anything at Mother Teresa. We've held up the Denholz property. This is why housing has become unaffordable.
Thank you.
Morgan?
Good evening, Morgan Spicer, 6 Victoria Woods Drive. I had a couple of questions. I apologize. I don't know what Borough Engineer NOB stands for.
I was referring to a notice of violation. So DEP issues, NOVs, soil erosion issues, NOVs.
I have one other question for you, if you don't mind. I understand the last point you made about the dirt is running into the bay, which is not borough property. But at the same time, earlier in your report, you mentioned that residents had issues with vibrations and that was affecting their property. So I guess my question is, isn't like air quality that, I mean, maybe it isn't coming up, it's causing headaches and nausea in some people. That seems to affect quality of life in a similar way that vibrations would affect your house. I'm just wondering, and I appreciate Councilor Conlander for having some concern about this, and I appreciate everyone being concerned and watching it, and I believe everyone's trying to do their best. It just, the silk fence did fall. Last time I thought we had said that if that happened, that would be something code enforcement would have a ticket for.
There is, so with regards to the silk fence, there is an approved site plan that they're building to. It includes sediment controls for the whole site. So if your site is not in compliance with your site plan, you could be subject to code violation.
So is there a reason why the code enforcement wouldn't or didn't give a ticket up until this point?
I don't think the silt fence is intended to withstand an event like that.
So
right?
How much time do they usually get before? Because I heard somebody say the event has to end. I have 6 dogs. It's definitely suffering because I've been able to take them for walks the last few days. So at what point were they required to have the silt time?
I don't want to guess. It's a condition of their certification from the county. So that's probably somewhere within their soil erosion permit.
Okay.
From the borough's perspective, my intention is to work with them to get it corrected as quickly as possible.
Right. So it'd be hard to sell homes if people are concerned about what was going on underneath them. Okay, I appreciate that. I had one other question. You said there was something about steel sheeting on the 26th. This is new, the steel sheeting? I don't know if you've talked about that before. That has already, I'm sorry, I was trying to take notes, so I might have missed what you said, but they've already started putting in steel sheeting?
So the approved plan includes bulkhead. Landward of the existing wooden bulkhead, the installation of that sheeting has started.
So this is part of the bulkhead construction decision? Okay, thank you very much. And I also can I look at Mr. Phillips and him?
No, he's not here.
Oh, he's not. Okay, well, I'm saying, and he fixed the Glacier Bridge, like, really quickly, and it's really
wonderful. Okay, thank you.
Hi, Ellen McGuire, 81 East Clinton Avenue, corner of Grand. As a great team captain, I just said, while we were, we earned silver status, we have to keep earning points to keep it. So for the next 3 years, your same crowds to school, Rob, thank you for mentioning that. That gets us 10 for the next round. Getting a certification for sustainable jersey involves a lot of work and crosses collaboration with the police, EMS, fire department, local organizations like the Chamber of Commerce, Law of Atlantic Highlands, and Atlantic Islands Garden Club. I want to thank Jimmy Phillips, too. Sorry, he left already.
He's back.
Okay. He took us out of the finish line with that, fleet inventory, which required a whole year of fresh data. So we waited to the last minute to fulfill that, and at 11:57 p.m. On a deadline night, we submitted it. I also like to thank our green team folks who weren't mentioned today, Ellen Bollinger, Sarah Colasurdo, from the Environmental Commission, Morgan Spicer, Blake Deacon, and Shade Tree Commission, Ashley Cruz. We also have friends of the Green Team volunteers that stepped up from the community to help us out on various initiatives. And out of 564 municipalities in the state, only 134 are bronze, 70 are silver, and we are one of the 70 and the only one that achieved silver this year. Our small borough is recognized as one of the top communities in New Jersey leading in sustainable practices. So congratulations
to all of us. Yes, congratulations to your team. Good job, everyone.
Paul Margato, 22 Laurie Road, a.k.a. sometimes Lousy Road. I just want to say about Columbus Day, and it's nice that you're recognizing that, but I don't know if a lot of people listen to news regularly than outside Jersey, but Columbus, the statue at Columbus Circle, has been in jeopardy for a number of years. People want to take it down. They want to remove it. In fact, the statue at times has been under watch. Police and volunteers for 24 hours for a number of weeks because people are not so patriotic. So I think the chairman is Mr. Angelo Bibolo, and if you Google his name, he's the chairperson for the parade, the Columbus Day Parade. So I think they need some support. Okay. The other thing I wanted to just share with both Lori and Jim. Again, a lot of people have asked me, President Hill, if there's going to be a debate.
No. It's not appropriate. I'm sorry.
What? Did you ask?
No, not at this point. No.
Well, okay. Well, I'll ask you, Mayor, if you can ask.
Well, you could probably talk to them.
I believe we can have a conversation this offline,
yeah,
three of us.
Yeah,
because people have been asking me, so Mayor,
understand.
People in town are interested,
right,
and they're, a lot of them are saying, some of them are poo-poo
okay.
because they're saying that possibly they've been hearing about
okay.
this for a
Thank
long
you.
Time.
Thank
okay.
you.
Thank you.
I see no hands up. Anyone on Zoom?
No hands, Mayor.
Okay, so no hands. I'm going to ask for a motion in a second.
For
adjourn.
Really?
Adjourn.
Motion?
Yeah. Wow. Motion in a second. All in favor?
All right.
Thank you, everyone.
Sorry. No, I can't do it. Dude, it's the chicken.
Yeah. It's the chicken.